In September, Ed Miliband said that he wanted to make you an apprenticeship ambassador. What level of contact did you have then from the Labour Party?
Well, I'm going to be completely honest. Like, I personally, to my knowledge, didn't have any contact with anybody from the Labour Party.
And then you and I were chatting, you may recall, in January of this year, and I asked you again what level of contact you'd had from Ed Miliband or the Labour Party in January, and what level of contact had you had then?
I hadn't had any. That is God's honest truth.
No, I've known you now for six. I know you're not going to lie. So they didn't, Ed Miliband having promised that they wanted to make you an ambassador of sorts in September, nobody contacted you. Then I asked you again in January, and nobody contacted you. And here we are, the dying days of April, and nobody contacted you.
Yeah, that is correct.
So how do you feel about that Labour promise then?
Well, I know, like, there's obviously bigger things that are going on in the world, but I mean, I would have liked just a phone call to say, even, like, we don't need you now. That, you know, that would have been more than nothing, but I suppose every vote's supposed to matter, isn't it, really? And they've said one thing to me and they couldn't even just, like, tell me, you know, it's not needed.
It's extraordinary. They've had 6 months to get a call into you. You don't have to answer the following question, Elizabeth, but do you know which way you're going to vote?
Yeah.
You don't have to answer. Honestly, if you don't want to just say, I won't be able to talk to you. It is the great preserve of British democracy, you don't have to say.
I'm 80-20.
80-20.
Yeah.
And, all right, is that vote likely, again, you don't have to answer, is that vote likely to go to Labour?
Well, I'm working class now, and I hope to go on to be middle class. But all my family are still going to be working class. Although I may be using private healthcare and stuff, they probably won't. So it's like a selfless vote, really, of who I'd be voting for. And that's all I'm going to say.
That's all you're going to say, and that's all you have to say.